Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today's sermon was crafted and done weeks ago. Every T was crossed, every I was dotted, thus giving me the opportunity to focus on other areas of ministry. Our Thanksgiving meal, our stewardship drive, our budget stuff, or so I thought. But then life came crashing in, as it so often does. I was prepared to talk about staying awake for the opportunities God is preparing for us, presenting us during this season of Advent and beyond. But instead, the news of the week took precedence. And I heard the words I often address to you, suddenly addressed to me. We talk about real issues facing us at the Palms. Timely matters. It was I who needed to stay awake about what was happening in our world. So goodbye, planned sermon. This week, I sat watching the news with a hymnal on my lap. My plan was to pick Advent hymns for the month as I watched the news. But the noise from the broadcast rang out tidings of God's children at the border and our government's response. And it struck my ears like a car alarm going off and never stopping. So frustrated, I turned my eyes from the abomination and I looked down to the pages of my music on my lap. All the while, the noise from the TV carried on its blaring refrain. The Christmas carol section of the hymnal was at my fingertips, and I began to wonder as I wandered through the pages of our beloved carols, what child is this laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? For whom are we looking when we sing infant holy, infant lowly? What baby are we expecting? Many have asked this question of expectation in various ways, including Reverend Erin Wathen when she asks, quote, who are we thinking of in all these refrains of the first Noel and angels we have heard on high? End quote. That inspired me to throw away my polished sermon done weeks ago and ask, what child is this who so unobtrusively slips into the night so as not to disrupt our ugly sweater party, our Christmas concerts of glad tidings, and the actions of our government? Our current news tells a story that sounds so reminiscent of Herod's troops. It's a narrative of migrant children greeted with a parade of rubber bullets and poisoned air, a tale of chasing the unwelcome off into the night, as the chorus sings, here we come a-caroling. What child is this indeed who comes seeking sanctuary in a land that prefers to fill December with parades and parties and presents? Now, many say Christmas, it's all about the children. We cherish the thought of their faces lit up, cast in the glow of our candles as we sing Silent Night. We shed a tear at the beauty of all of that night so holy, that oh so holy night, that midnight clear, that little town of Bethlehem strikes a dissonant chord in a land that idolizes childhood but brutalizes children. We sing of angel choirs while we chase children back into a punishing desert. So for whom are we waiting? Some fair-haired baby in an appropriate color-coordinated layette from Macy's? A child who will lay his head in an IKEA perfect nursery? A holy family straight from the Hallmark card? Noel, Noel, Noel. We sing of gentle Mary, pure and lowly, pure as the driven snow, so holy, holy, holy. And rip babies from their mother's arms as they flee the terror of Caesar all over again. What? We are waiting. We're waiting for someone to save us from our hardened hearts and wretched walls making prisoners of all of us. The unresolved cord hangs over us all, a light in the darkness. O come, Emmanuel, save us from ourselves. O come, Emmanuel, we sing it again, deserving or not. We lift this clanging carol into the toxic night sky, not knowing for whom we sing, await, or seek. O come, Emmanuel, for if ever there was a people who needed God, it is us. Come, Emmanuel, God with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.